Chapter 4. I don't want to say goodbye, said Letty. Don't worry, I'll come back, said the monster. Promise? Said Letty. You bet, said the monster. Letty got ready to jump off the saucers. Then she saw a huge monster.
Ah, said Letty.
Meow, said the big monster.
It's the school cat, said Letty.
But it's much bigger than me now.
Shake my hand, silly, said the monster. Then you'll grow big again.
Letty clasped the monster paw and immediately started growing again.
Get off my saucers before I get squashed, said the little monster.
Letty jumped to the ground as she grew to her proper size. She waved goodbye, stroked the cat, grabbed the dustpan and brush and ran back to her classroom.
Letty, shouted Mr. Hunter. Where on earth have you been?
I haven't been anywhere on earth, Mr. Hunter.
Wait till I tell you, said Letty. She told everyone her story about Monster Planet. Everyone loved Letty's story. Everyone but Mr. Hunter.
You are telling stories again, Letty.
Guess what? Letty was in big trouble. Letty became happier that afternoon. A special visitor came to the school, a storyteller. She told the children stories about mice and clowns and princes and elephants and gingerbread men.
And now I'll tell you my favorite story, said the storyteller. Is all about monsters.
Once upon a time, there was this very, very, very tiny monster with wild hair and pointy teeth and sharp claws and a long tail. This tiny monster had his very own flying saucers, said the storyteller.
That's Letty's story, said all the children.
Letty's told us that story already, Miss.
Come out here, Letty. So you like telling stories? Said the storyteller.
You bet, said Letty.
Maybe you'll be a storyteller like me when you grow up.
Do you want to tell the monster story, Letty? Said the storyteller.
Well, it is my story, said Letty.
It's my story too, said a teeny tiny voice. So they all told the monster story together.